I'm sitting on my pillow by a bright and cheery fire. Got everything around me that a patient could desire. I haven't quite got over that old bite upon the loo, and I feel so sad and mixed up that I don't know what to do. When they let me out of hospital, I hurried out to find that wicked red-back spider that had speared me from behind. For it was that very spider my mate was telling me that bit the Steeler's Sheila by the showgrounds of Moree. Well, he roamed around the countryside just waiting for the chance to fasten on the victim he had caught without his pants. Now he was no beginner, for he knew just where to aim, and I vowed to put an ending to his wicked little game. A spider from the glider came to call around the town. The law put down a roadblock and they tied up all the hounds. They made up seven dummies with no trousers on for bait. They placed a curfew on the town and settled down to wait. He was wanted up in Queensland, and because I knew his past, I had to find that maniac, and I had to find him fast. Then there behind the toilet, looking fat and overfed, I found that wicked redback, but he was already dead. Well, I started feeling better, and I showed him up with pride. Then I began to ponder on the way that he had died. I took him to a mate of mine and said, autopsy please, 'cause I've somehow got the feeling I'm infected with disease. Well, I was the hero of the town, they shook me by the hand. The story of his capture swelled and spread across the land. But the wife, she got sarcastic and I couldn't get no rest. I was thinking of the redback and the outcome of the test. I swallowed pills, I walked the floor, I chewed my fingernails. A nervous wreck, I waited for the word to come by mail. Today I got the letter, that's the cause of my concern, 'cause that redback died of rabies when he bit me on the stern.